Well, good morning. Welcome, everyone. So glad to see all of you here. So good to be here on this Palm Sunday and look forward to our worship service together. A few announcements as we begin. If you have your bulletin, notice there's a lot of announcements in here. Just information for your reading. A few I'll highlight for you. Just a reminder that this evening we are having the Lenten service at Sangersville Church of the Brethren. Hope that you're able to come out to that. Starts at 6 o'clock. There will be a meal again, as it has each Sunday of Lent. And so we look forward to that. There will be a guest speaker there. I had forgotten her name. I know her first name is Kim, but we look forward to hearing her testimony. There'll also be the community choir that is going to sing. And so I look forward to that. I hope I know that will go good. I hope that you can come out to hear that. And also, they will be observing communion. So if you can, come be a part of that. Maybe if you can't make the meal, you can come at 7 and be a part of the worship service. And this will be the last Sunday, of course, of these Lenten services that we will share together. Just note there about the Easter sunrise service. That will be, of course, at Natural Chimneys. Emmett Hanger will be the speaker that morning, and so we look forward to hearing his message as he shares with us there on Easter morning. The time is 7 a.m., so just be there and come prepared to worship the Lord and celebrate the resurrected Savior. Also, here on Easter, next Sunday, will be their youth Easter breakfast. There will be no Sunday school for next Sunday, but we will have the Easter breakfast here, and I encourage you to come. The breakfast starts at 9 o'clock. They will be taking just a free will offering that goes to the children's ministry, so we're just thankful for that and glad that they can do that, and they always serve a good meal. So I hope that you come and just enjoy that time of fellowship together. Love Feast this week, Monday, Thursday, will be at Elk Run. We've made the decision to work with Elk Run for our Love Feast service. And so I hope that each of you can come. You're all welcome to come and participate in that. The service will start at 5 p.m. on Thursday, March 28th this week. And if you would like to come, please let Everett Gardner or Janet Good know so that they can give them just an idea of how many will be coming from Moscow. Kevin, Dean has a message or an announcement for us. Okay, thank you, Kevin. The April 13th, keep that date open. Saturday, they're going to be having a work day here at the church. And Kevin says there's a sign-up sheet there, if you didn't hear that, on the kitchen door, I think, that you can just sign up. That way they have an idea of how many people will be here to help with that. And the more people that come, the more we can get accomplished. So I hope that you can come be a part of that. Travis, do you have an announcement?
The agenda for the spring CBM is posted out in the Northex on the bulletin board, and the main topic for that day will be the revised proposed constitution. There are hard copies there of the sign-up sheet, if you would please grab one per family. It has also been provided on the website as a link, and I think many of you have received the email also. So if you don't receive one of those versions, please let Lee know, and we will work diligently to get that to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Travis, and thanks to the leadership team for working at that. And we look forward to our CBM meeting. Also, out on the Narthex as well, other information, there is a pamphlet there that will share, that talks about the summer camp for the Blue Ridge region. Last year, they only had kind of one age group. This year, they had more time to organize. And the week June 16th through the 21st will be grades 4 through 7. And then June 23rd through the 28th will be grades 8 through 12 at the Blue Ridge Summer Camp. It's over in Fort Valley, so it's not that far away. I don't know if you've ever been to Fort Valley before, but it's just beautiful there. And they have a summer camp there. It's just a really wonderful place. I'm scheduled to actually share on both those weeks to the children at their evening vespers, and I look forward to that. Also, the Sangersville Community VBS dates are posted out there. That is June 24th through the 28th. If you would want to participate in that, certainly just put that on your calendar as well. Are there any other announcements as we begin? Janet?
Yes, there are two birthdays in our church family this week that I would really, really like for you to send cards to. And one is Virginia Rarabu. She's one of our shut-ins. And I know she would, even if you don't know her, just send her a card.
Yes.
From Moscow Church.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Virginia's is the 28th of March this week. And then Jean Armstrong, of course, who was the organist here for many years. And I know she would appreciate
it. Hers is the 29th. Thank you, Janet. In fact, I had shared with Virginia that she could be expecting lots of cards from Moscow. And so I hope that you get a chance to send her a birthday card. She'll be turning 93. And I shared with her, I said, "You're going to turn 93." And she said, "You remembered." And so she was excited that I remembered, and the nurses there on the floor told me that she'd been telling them all week that her birthday was the 28th. And so they said they knew her birthday, and we're going to celebrate that. So I hope that you get a chance. Please send her a card. You might not know her. It doesn't matter. Just put on there, Moscow family, church family, and I know she will really appreciate that. All those addresses can be found in our directory, and they're out there on the Northex. If you don't have it, just grab one, take one with you, and send out those cards. They really appreciate that. Thank you, Janet. Anyone else? Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you here this morning. Lord, we worship you. We lift up our voice to rejoice in you, our song of praise to you. Lord, you are so deserving of our praise. Lord, we thank you for your Son Jesus, his willingness, his commitment to take our sin upon the cross. Lord, that's what Palm Sunday is about, that celebration. Lord, your Son was willing to give his life so that we might have life. And so, Father, we just praise his holy name here together. We just pray that the whole world would just rejoice under the name of Jesus. Lord, that name is so special. It's so sweet. Thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus. Lord, we praise his name here together. Lord, we worship him. We sing Hosanna, Hosanna to the King. Lord, thank you so much. Bless us, I pray, in this time of worship as we praise his holy name. It's in the name of Jesus we pray these things together. Amen. It's a special Sunday because of Palm Sunday, and this morning we're going to have special music by Janet Bell. She in the past has shared this with us, and we're excited for her to do that again, the palms, as well as the presenting of the palms, which the children will do, and we look forward to that. So I will turn it over now to Janet and the children.
Thank you.
show our appreciation for Janet and children. And they did such a nice job, didn't they, getting those in the face there. Let's stand together for our call to worship, if you would. This coming from portions of Psalms 24. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts, He is the King of glory. Let's turn in our hymnal, page 174. Hosanna, loud Hosanna. Page 174.
Hosanna, loud Hosanna, the little children sing. Oh, throned court and temple, the lovely anthem raise. To Jesus who has blessed them, close folded to His breast. The children sang their praises, the simplest and the best. From Olivet they followed, mid an exultant crowd. The victor palm branch waving, and chanting clear and loud. The Lord of men and angels rode on a lowly state, nor scorned that little children should on His bidding wait. Hosanna in the highest, that ancient song we sing. For Christ is our Redeemer, the Lord of heaven, our King. Oh, may we ever praise Him with heart and life and voice, and in His blissful presence eternally rejoice.
Let's see that last verse there. It says, Hosanna in the highest. Why don't we say that together? Hosanna in the highest. Let's say it again. Hosanna in the highest. You may be seated. I want to take just a couple minutes to gather any of our prayer requests or praises. You know, on that list of birthdays, I thought of that just as we were announcing the other birthdays. Also, Nathan has a birthday, I think today is what I heard. So, Nathan, happy birthday to you as well. I hope you get a lot of happy birthdays from everyone that's here. And I hope that you don't blame me later on that I caused all the trouble. But
is it not
until April 4th?
April 4th.
Today is our Nathan's birthday.
That is... Well, hey, Nathan, I'm not too far off, though, am I? Maybe embarrass both of them. But that Nathan, okay. Too many Nathans, right? I got mixed up there. But we wish them both a happy birthday. Nathan certainly wish you a happy birthday, too. Nathan, how old do you turn today? And Nathan, how old do you turn? No, I'm just kidding. No, I won't do that. Yeah, well, congratulations. Is that right? Isn't that wonderful? Hadley, we just praise the Lord for that. She's got a birthday too, so praise the Lord for that. I just want to thank everyone for all their prayers for me and my family. I Some of you said when I came in, it was good to see the visiting pastor was back. I don't think they were talking about me, but we had some sickness at our house, and then, of course, Deborah's dad passed away. We certainly appreciate all the cards, the calls, the prayers, especially. Thank you so much for that. I know Deborah really appreciates all that love and support that she's received from you, and so we thank you for that. We continue to just give God the glory, that He gives us strength, whether we're sick or whether we've suffered the loss of someone in our family. God gives us strength, doesn't He? And He helps us through those difficult moments. And so we just praise the Lord for His strength. His strength is sufficient, is what the Bible says. And certainly He has proven His strength to us through this time. And so we just praise the Lord and we give Him thanks and just rejoice in His perfect plan. And whatever that may be. And so we just trust in that. Again, you know, it's nice to continue to pray for our shut-ins. We talked about Virginia and Mary Lou as well, others, Jean. We want to just continue to remember those that are shut in at this time, not able to get out and experience Palm Sunday or Easter Sunday like we are. And so we just pray, our prayers are with them, certainly. Just continue to lift them up in prayer and pray for their health and well-being. Are there, Sherry, I know Kenny raised his hands, and would you put Sherry Woods on your prayer list? Unfortunately, I think Sherry caught the same thing I had, which is just a very nasty virus. And it makes you really sick for at least 2 weeks. I know that's how I felt.
She's very bad shape.
Yeah.
She came home Monday from work before lunchtime, and she's been in bed ever since.
Yeah.
3 days, her temperature was running over 101. Mm. I appreciate all the phone calls and cards and prayer requests for myself.
Right.
For the last 2 weeks, I've been pretty under the weather.
Yeah.
But it didn't hit me near as bad as it has Sherry. So
yeah.
We'll just continue to pray for her. She's in bad shape.
Yeah, absolutely, Kenny. We'll be lifting her up in prayer and just praying for her quick recovery from this.
She's 1 week in.
Yeah. Other prayer requests or praises that you'd like to share? Lee.
Keep in prayer my sister, Pat Shiflett.
Okay.
She's going to have a pain shot tomorrow. Hopefully it will last until she can have back surgery.
Okay. Continue to pray for Lee's sister, Pat. Just struggling with her back and just that ongoing pain there. So we just pray for her, lift her up in our prayers. And pray that this shot will give her some needed relief. Also, continue to pray for Nancy Bailey. Nancy shared with me that she is going to be receiving a shot in her back. She has this just persistent back pain. We thought she was getting better for a while, and then it just kind of started to go back on her. So if you would, just continue to lift Nancy Bailey up in prayer and pray as well for this shot that she's going to receive in her back. That it will bring her some much needed relief. Other prayer requests?
Yes. There's a friend of ours that used to play music with you and Dare, Tim Lansbury.
Yes.
And he is a sheriff in Page County. He's also in the bar department. And he read a very touching thing this morning about the fires that they have been fighting and how frustrating it was to be fighting those fires. He was up on the mountain and fighting one of the fires, and the fire was coming, and the people.
responders for the various fires that were caused by the high winds and other disasters that took place because of that. So praise the Lord for all those that were out there. Robert, I'm sure he was quite busy that day, and many others. We certainly continue to pray for the efforts that are ongoing, especially for Tim and that group over there. I think he's kind of in the Luray area. And so, yeah, we just continue to lift them up in prayer and pray for their safety. I know it's a very dangerous thing. And they need our support. They need our prayers. So we definitely continue to pray for them.
He said the frustration they feel when they lose a home.
Oh, yeah.
He said you have no idea, because that's their job, is right. To save stuff. And then when they can't, he said it's just devastating to the whole bunch.
Thank you for sharing. Are there other prayer requests or praises? Anyone else?
We are praying for Aiden as he is in Texas this week with Jack.
Yeah, our youngest, Aiden, is traveling. Last night he missed a flight in Richmond and got delayed in Colorado, and I think he's now in Texas. And so just be in prayer for him. He's traveling with a family, a friend in another family, and so just pray for their safety and their travel. Yeah. Anyone else? With that, I'm going to call forth now on our ushers to come forward and collect their tithes and offerings. Doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again for this day of rejoicing. Lord, we do rejoice in your Son, Jesus. We can always rejoice in him. Lord, he is so good.
Lord, he is so worthy of our praise. Lord, thank you for the blessing of his coming. His coming into Jerusalem. Lord, they wave palm branches in his glory. Lord, we sing his praises here today. Lord, we pray for those upon our prayer list this morning. Lord, continue to be with those that need your healing hand. And Lord, we are reminded daily that you provide, Lord, for our every need. Lord, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. Lord, you give us all that we need. There's nothing more that we need that you don't already provide. Thank you, Lord, for being so good. Lord, continue to bless those upon our list this morning. We offer them up to you. Might your healing hand be upon those that need your healing. And Lord, those that waver in their faith, Lord, I pray that they continue to trust in you. Lord, we thank you for the offering this morning as well. Lord, we pray a blessing upon it, Lord, that it is to your glory and to the glory of your Son, Jesus. Bless those that give, I pray, faithfully. Bless the cheerful giver, I pray. Father, in all things we give you praise and glory. Lord, you meet all of our needs. And Lord, for that we thank you. Bless us, I pray, as we turn to your scripture. Hear again your story of victory and triumph. Lord, bless our hearts as we serve a risen, conquering Savior like Jesus. Lord, we pray all these things in your blessed and holy name. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Nancy. I think a thank you for Nancy as well. She took care of a lot of getting the palm branches and even getting this big vase in here. Is that what you would call that?
Nathan did.
Yes. So we thank you too, Nancy. Okay, our children's church can be dismissed. Our youth Sunday school can be dismissed. In your Bible, I want you to turn with me to John chapter 12. John chapter 12. The road to victory is kind of how I've titled this sermon because that's the way I see it. As Jesus is coming in to Jerusalem, he's on the road to victory. And so as we read this story, I hope that you see that. He's on the road to the cross. And he will be victorious there as he is crucified, carries the burden of our sin upon the cross, dies, but on Easter, of course, we celebrate that he doesn't stay dead, does he? He is resurrected, and he is alive and forever there in heaven. And so so we praise the Lord for this road to victory as we see this starting here in chapter 12, looking at verse 12, under the title in my Bible, The Triumphal Entry. It says, "The next day, a great multitude that had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel.' Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it as it was written, 'Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt.' His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written about him and that they had done these things to him. Now this Sunday, of course, marks the first Sunday of our Holy Week. And I hope that you take time during this week to remember and think about all that God accomplishes for you in 7 days. And really, I was thinking of Alan's wonderful bulletin out there. Maybe you've seen that. A lot can happen in 7 days. And a lot does happen in 7 days. And I pray that you take the opportunity to remember some of the events of Holy Week. Of course, the Holy Week starts with this triumphal entry. And we see Jesus coming in here into Jerusalem and then starts this countdown this week towards his entry to eventual his resurrection. And so we praise the Lord for that. You know, Jesus will anoint feet, or he has his feet anointed, rather. But he also washes feet, doesn't he, during this Holy Week. And on Monday, Thursday, we'll be looking at that, the washing of feet, and how he challenges us to wash others' feet, even as he washes feet. And of course, the feast in the upper room, right, to the thirst of Jesus upon the cross. All these things are part of Holy Week. And so we have much to consider, much to pray about, and much to think about, and just rejoice in what God has done for us. In the book of Matthew, Holy Week starts in chapter 21. In the book of Mark, it starts in chapter 11. In the book of Luke, Holy Week starts in chapter 19. Of course, in the book of John, we see Holy Week starting here in chapter 12 with this triumphal entry of Jesus riding into Jerusalem on this road to victory. Jesus being meted then with joy and with excitement and with praise. Hosanna, they shouted forth. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord is what they shouted out. The King of Israel. This was quite a celebration that Jesus was receiving as he entered in to Jerusalem. This triumphant entry, even is how it's titled in my in the scriptures here, kind of titled in that. We, of course, refer to it often as Palm Sunday, but it is the triumphant entry of Jesus as he comes to take his place as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The triumphant entry, triumphant really means victory, doesn't it? That's what it means. It's his victorious entry. When someone is triumphant, they are the victor. They are the champion. They are victorious, the winner. You celebrate the victories or the triumphs in your life. And this day is no different. We celebrate the victory, the triumph of Jesus coming in to Jerusalem. We're celebrating his victory. We're celebrating our victory as well. He comes on our behalf, doesn't he? And Jesus didn't have to enter in. He didn't have to take the suffering of the cross, but he does for our personal benefit. And we thank him. So his victory really is our victory. You know, something I've thought about, though, often is that the victory parade often comes after the victory is won. This is kind of interesting, isn't it, that we see the parade happening, the celebration victory happening before the actual victory of the resurrection has been seen. It's kind of unique. If a team wins a big sporting event, maybe you see on television, they have a parade for them. They come back to their hometown, and they're received with this victory parade and this celebration of what they've accomplished. And yet this is kind of unique that we see the celebration before the actual events unfold. And I kind of thought a little bit about that, you know, why the parade first, why the celebration first. And I thought of a couple different things here. First, because they recognize that God cannot lose, right? When Jesus enters into Jerusalem, He is already victorious. God cannot lose. He wasn't going to fail at this. He come prepared to battle against evil and Satan and sin. And God was going to win, wasn't he? It wasn't up for debate. That he came victorious. That victory as well had been foretold. That's what it says here in the scriptures, verse 16. The disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written about him. And of course, notice back there, it says there, then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it, verse 14, and as it was written, these things were foretold, weren't they? That Jesus was going to be victorious. It was foretold. Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming and sitting on a donkey's colt. And so they had the parade first because it was foretold that he was going to be victorious. He was going to have victory. He was going to be victorious. Lastly, I guess the thought hit me that Jesus, when he enters into Jerusalem, he doesn't come as one that is searching for victory. He comes as one that he's coming to claim victory. You know, I thought about all these basketball games that are happening. Maybe some of you are watching them on television. The March Madness NCAA ball games. I've got to catch a few of the games. I did get to see JMU's game, which I was delighted that they're going to move on, local team. I also watched the Virginia game, if you've seen that. That didn't go so well. But, you know, all these teams, they come seeking victory. How many of the teams left town? I don't remember in JMU, do we have a celebration that they won before they left? They come seeking victory, don't they? They have to prove themselves out on the court. They have to actually be victorious before they get the parade. And if Virginia or JMU somehow pulls it out, I'm sure when they come back to Harrisonburg, they'll receive a big homecoming celebration that they've been victorious. But all these teams, they come seeking victory. Well, that's not the way Jesus comes in to Jerusalem. He doesn't come seeking victory. He comes to claim it. He's already victorious. It's his. He's just come to claim it. He's like a king. And that's what they shout out. King of Israel. He comes like a king that is to be honored, to be celebrated. Like a conquering king that's come back from the battlefield and has won the battle. That's the Jesus that we celebrate. And so Jesus receives this celebration. He's victorious. He's triumphant. And he's on the road to victory. At the end of this holy week, Jesus will have secured the victory of the cross, of the resurrection, and of our eternal life. Praise the Lord. Now, there's five things I want you to see quickly here this morning that I think we can take note of on the road to victory. First of all, the people. We see the people coming out, don't they? Have you ever tried to imagine yourself in the stories of the scriptures? Just to put yourself there, how would it feel? I think it's interesting. It's a neat thing to do is just to kind of imagine yourself of being there, of trying to hear the sounds of the crowd, the celebration, the excitement, the palm branches, people throwing their garments out as he rode in into town. It's just a kind of an amazing thing to kind of go through that. But this mix of people that were gathered there. Now, there were some that came out that supported him, weren't there? There were those that were there supporting. Some were supporting for the right reasons. Some were supporting for the wrong reasons, right? That was more of a personal gain for them. They wanted to overthrow Rome and conquer and rule Jerusalem once again. Some were enemies of God that were there. The old Pharisees and Sadducees were never far off, were they? They were they were there onlooking as well. Can you picture those in your mind that were standing back, maybe ridiculing those that were praising and shouting hallelujah and hosanna to Jesus? Some were skeptics. Maybe some just came out to see what the excitement was about. Look at this. What is going on? Who is this Jesus? What's happening here? You know, I think there were those in the crowd as well. I think if you imagine yourself in the crowd, I think you have to think about what would your response be? Would you be the skeptic? Would you be the one that stands back and is timid and not willing to praise Jesus? Are you the follower? The people of that day, the mixed crowd. Today there continues to be a mixed crowd, doesn't it? Those that reject Christ, those that are skeptics, those that maybe recognize that there's something special but won't go any more than that. Unwilling to praise Him and shout Hosanna, calling Him King. Secondly, not only the people, but the palms. I want you to recognize that. These palm branches that were waved before Him, rather. And these palm branches, they represent victory. In the Grecian culture, they were actually used during the games, what we call the Olympics now, the Grecian games. And one of the things that you did to celebrate the victor of the Grecian games, the Olympics, was that you would place a wreath upon their head made of olive branches, and then you would put in their right hand a palm branch. And this was to signify that they were the winners, that they were victorious in whatever event they were doing, that they were the one that was being celebrated as the victor. And so these palm branches had some symbolization. They weren't just being used to, hey, let's do something here to make a big scene to show Jesus just how excited we are that He's coming. No, this was a symbol. They were making a statement with these palm branches that Jesus was victorious, that He was victorious in their eyes. And so we have these palm branches being waved. Then also along with the praise, we see them singing and shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna. And, you know, I looked up what Hosanna means. I thought it would kind of be along the same lines as hallelujah. You know, and we don't say Hosanna much, but we will say hallelujah at times, won't we? Hallelujah! Hosanna's a little different. Hosanna, if you look to the root search of the word, you would go to Psalms 118, verse 25. There you'll find the root word. Yushasha, or Yusha, I think it is how you pronounce it. But basically what it says is, save now, I pray, O Lord. Isn't that interesting? They were literally shouting out, save now! Save us! It wasn't just Hosanna, Hosanna. It was really, save us, God! Save us! Come to save us! We need your salvation. We pray! Save us now. Well, isn't that what we continue to shout for? Save us, Lord. Save us, Lord. Fourthly was the plan. And that day was foretold, of course. We see Jesus here fulfilling Zechariah 9:9 as that was foretold, His coming. It was foretold in the book of Daniel that He would come through the east gate. Other scriptures mention this moment. He is fulfilling prophecy. He is fulfilling scripture. And the plan of God's salvation is put into motion. I heard someone say when it comes to God's plan, the first time He came as a lowly carpenter. But the next time He comes, He will come as a risen conqueror. The first time He came riding on a donkey. But the next time He comes, He will come riding on a white horse. The first time He come, He was mocked and scorned. But the next time He comes, men will fear and tremble Him. The first time He came weeping over Jerusalem. But the next time he comes, he will come with a shout. The first time he came to redeem man. But the next time that he comes, he will come to rule over all of mankind. The first time he came, he had no money for taxes. The next time he comes, he will own everything. The first time he came alone. The next time he comes, he will come with saints and with angels. The first time he came, he was mocked and he was scorned. The next time his enemies will be under his feet. The first time he came with nails placed in his hands. But the next time he comes, he will possess the rod of iron. For the first time he came, he hung on a cross. But the next time he will sit on a throne. The first time he was judged by Pilate. The next time he will be the judge. The first time men put Jesus to death. But the next time Jesus comes, he will destroy the enemies of God. The first time he came as a man. But the next time he comes, he will come as God. The first time he came as a lamb, the next time he comes, he'll come as a lion. And the first time he comes meek and lowly. But the next time he comes, he will come in power and glory. The first time he wore a crown of thorns, but the next time he will wear the crown of crowns. The first time he was called King of the Jews, the next he will be called King of Kings. The first time he came as a lowly Nazarene, the next time he comes, he will come as the Lord of Lords. Amen. God has a plan, doesn't he? Isn't that wonderful? God is coming again, isn't he? Jesus is coming again. And it's going to be so different than his first coming. And so we better be ready. God has a plan. And he's unfolding that plan. Even still today, that plan is in motion. Lastly, number five, the problem. The problem then is the problem now. It still remains today that many scoffed. That many scoffed at the Savior. The Pharisees even made issue with the crowd. If you go to Luke 19, verses 39 and 40, it says, "And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples,' is what some of the Pharisees said. 'Tell them to keep silent.'" Remember what the Scripture said Jesus' response was? "I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out." They couldn't. They had to rejoice. It was foretold. Jesus was deserving of praise. And if they wouldn't do it, God would make the rocks. I don't think Jesus was joking about that. He was telling the truth. I believe the stones would literally burst forth in song and praise for Jesus. You know, there was two types of people that day that didn't rejoice. One was the unbelieving, right? That makes sense. You could see that the unbelieving, they weren't going to rejoice in the coming of Jesus. They just kind of cast that off as, this is nothing. And the unbelieving. We still have that today, right? The unbelieving aren't waking up this morning and heading to church and praising Jesus for coming in to Jerusalem. They're not. But the second group of people that failed to praise Jesus that day were the religious. I tried to think about this all week. What does that mean? What does that mean that the religious, the ones that you thought should be there rejoicing and praising Jesus, they scoffed. In fact, they told the others, "Be quiet. Don't make a big deal about Jesus. Tell your disciples to be quiet. Don't allow them to make a scene. Don't allow them to praise you openly in the streets." I still don't fully know what that means. That the two categories of people that failed to recognize and praise Jesus was the unbelieving and the religious. All I know is for me, I better make sure that I'm the one that's praising Jesus that day and this day. That I don't fall into either one of those categories. If I'm so religious that my mouth is unable to praise Jesus, then my religion has led me down the wrong path. I need to be in that third group. That group that was excited that Jesus had come, that God had sent His Savior to come and save man. And they shouted out, "Save us, O God." I want to be in that crowd. Well, I hope you do too. I hope you do too. If our religion causes us to be so uptight, so cold, that we can't bring rightful praise to Christ, something's wrong. I don't want to be in either one of those categories. I just want to be in that believing group that praises Jesus. Amen? Amen. I know you do too. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You. Thank You for Your coming. Lord, You didn't have to. We recognize that this morning. You didn't have to. But Lord, You did. You sent Your Son, oh God, here to earth. He came. He was willing, knowing that the moment that He entered into Jerusalem, Lord, He was on the road to victory by way of the cross. Thank You, Father, for Your Son's willingness to die upon a cross, to suffer for our sin, for the sins of the world. Thank You, Lord, for a Savior like Jesus. Lord, we just sing, "Hosanna, Hosanna." Save us, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hosanna to the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We praise His name here together. It's in the name of Jesus we pray these things. Amen. Okay, we're going to gather now in our closing hymn. And it's page 175. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Let's stand together and sing. Page 175.
Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior, bearing shame and scoffing rude. In my place condemned He stood, sealed my pardon with His blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Guilty, vile, and helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was He. Full atonement, can it be? Hallelujah, what a Savior. Lifted up was He to die. It is finished, was His cry. Full atonement, telling, hallelujah, what a Savior. When He comes, our glorious King, all His ransom home to bring, then anew this song we sing. Hallelujah, what a Savior.
Bow our heads in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, bless us this week, I pray. Might we just find moments throughout this week to again just remember all that is accomplished in 7 days for us. Thank you, Father. We praise you. We praise your Son, Jesus. And we look forward to next Sunday as we celebrate our resurrected Savior. Lord, thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.